I've always wanted to ask you this. Who's the younger buck?
That's me. That's Nick Jackson. I'm 25. Matt's 29.
I'm 20 kayfabe, actually.
20 kayfabe.
29 All right. kayfabe.
We can't tell them my age, because soon I'm not going to be considered much of a young buck. So.
I'm still a young buck, though. So that's
we're both 21, actually.
Oh. We're both 18.
Have you seen that video, the 21, the Vine? No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of Vine, though.
Yeah, it's this little kid. It's a little kid. Someone asked him, what's 9 plus 10? And he's like, 21.
Oh, no, I have seen that.
Yeah. That
was good.
I gotta pull it up.
Okay, so how does it feel to be here in Brooklyn, of all places,
good.
Wrestling?
We were in Japan 4 days ago, so we're still jet lagged from that.
Yeah, we've been up all night traveling to get here, so I feel like this is kind of a dream. So I can't, like, if you truly want to know how it feels like I'm in I'm in rapid eye movement sleep right now. But no, it's good. Brooklyn's always fun.
New York's always good for shows, and
yeah,
we like performing.
Great, rowdy, hot crowds and
hardcore fans at its finest.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places to work.
Okay, so my first real question, I guess, for you guys is, when are we, the fans, going to see you finally stick with a big-time promotion? Because there's no doubt you have the talent and the ability, but what do you feel has kept you from attaining that long-term longevity?
It's a good question. Right now, we feel like, I mean, we're kind of doing that with New Japan. We've been there a year now. We like to...
Yeah, but a year's not long for us.
No, so. we like to jump from place to place. Yeah. I think it keeps us fresh. We're almost... Like, I guess people consider us like a special act.
Yeah, special attraction.
Special attraction, that's what they treat us like. So, I don't know.
We haven't really found our home, and
right.
maybe New Japan is that home. But,
maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't know if it's intentional or if it's just the way our career's been.
But I'd have to say, though, the full year that we've had in New Japan, it's been probably our funnest time in wrestling.
It's the best promotion I've ever worked for.
We might have found a place that we might stick around.
It feels like home. It feels like home. But we like to jump from place to place. It keeps us fresh.
Yeah.
And
WWE right now is not an option. We don't want to move to Florida.
Because I remember you guys had a tryout a few years ago.
Yeah. We've had multiple ones. And right now, though, it's like mandatory for you to do one in Florida. And right now, we have a home in New Japan, like what I was saying, and I wouldn't feel like giving that up to go for a tryout, something that's not even given to us.
We're having fun going from place to place. It's hard. Nowadays, the territory system's dead. So, like, back in the day, you'd work somewhere for 6 months, and then once you started kind of getting stale, you go somewhere else, then you do your new act there. So it's like nobody really gets to do that anymore.
We're kind of doing
that. We're kind of doing that in a sense, and it keeps us fresh, and it keeps people talking about us. And
so
keeps
if we
us
moved to Florida, then we'd end that. And right now we've got control over our own selves.
We feel too hot to just settle. Maybe that's why we haven't settled. We feel like we haven't even hit our peak yet as far as our tour.
I wouldn't want to come in for a tryout, to be honest with you, at this point.
And would you guys be scared of getting a bad name, like the infantile deer or something, you know? Not the young buck?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess that's always a kind of a concern, but you come to a point where you're like...
Yeah, at this point, I don't care about what people think, because I know it's Heisei, you know.
Back in the day, it was like, that was a big deal. What are they going to name me? Then you get smarter in the business and you realize, the name's just a name.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? That doesn't really mean
we had to change our names in TNA, and at that point, we were pretty angry with that.
I mean, but even then, everyone calls us the Young Bucks. We'd be backstage, the agents were like, hey, someone grab the Bucks. Someone do the... We're always the Young. We never stopped being the Young Bucks. So it's like, I don't know if we ever will stop being the Young Bucks.
And we had to adapt to the change.
Yeah.
It felt normal after a year. Now we're back as the Young Bucks, and we've been the last, 4 years? So things are good.
The one team that the Young Bucks have constantly been compared to, I'm sure you heard of it, is the Hardys.
Yep.
I'm not going to ask you why you think people compare you to. I'm going to ask you this. What do you think makes you completely different from the Hardys?
Oh, man. Completely different.
Because the similarities will always be there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of similarities.
I think if you compare the actual style, we're more of a cruiserweight junior style than they ever were.
They're more heavyweight based.
They're bigger guys. People don't realize they're big dudes.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
You know what I mean?
6'3", 6'4", I believe.
Big guys. And we're a lot smaller, so we have to do a lot more athletic things.
Yeah.
I mean, of course they do their
moonsaults
and swantons.
Stuff, yeah.
But like, I think we're more athletic than they are. Even when they were our age, I don't think they were as athletic as we are.
It looks kind of similar, but that's right. Like, of course it is, but we were born that way. You know what I mean? Like, we can't control how we look.
Right. As far as the costumes go, yeah, they're inspired by their kind of like, what was it?
Not really.
98, 2001, but it was more like the Rockers.
We based it off the Rockers, actually. But of course, they had similar stuff, but it was more based off the Rockers' look because it all happened from when we booked Marty Jannetty for a show once, and we wanted to have gear that matched him, and that's how our look pretty much
that's how
happened.
It kind of started. We're saying hello to our good buddy Chris Hero
joining us here.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
But how are we different from them? Also, this is the personas that we have.
Yeah.
I don't think they clown around as much as we have. We joke a lot more in the ring.
Yeah, and then WWE era, they were more gothic. We're nothing like that.
I think personality-wise, we're totally different, actually.
Yeah.
Because the Hardys are more eccentric, I would say.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And you guys are more like down-to-earth, laid-back.
Okay, well, it's a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it is kind of hard, though, to... For this question, that is a good question.
Yeah, because we're very similar to them. We were talking about this earlier on the way here, and we've wrestled them twice now, and we consider them to be the best tag team we've ever been in the ring with. As far as actually working, it's like we're in there, and the way they could work a crowd, they have them in the palm of their hands.
They do everything right.
They do everything right. Like he said, like they have all the little things in between the move stuff. Like they're just so good, we just really learned a lot, even just wrestling them twice. Like, wow, look at the way they do that. Look at the way they do this. Like, it's stuff that you can't really...
You can tell their experience.
You can't be taught. You have to kind of be in the ring and you have to, like, learn on your own almost. And you can tell that they've done that from the years of just shows that they've... Like, the stuff they've picked up is just amazing. And, like, I remember just watching them at the last one, like, how they controlled the audience. I'm like, God, I got to start doing stuff like that. You know what I mean? They're amazing.
Are they a team that you seek out for advice?
Of course.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's a rare thing nowadays for us to like ask a tag team because there isn't many tag teams.
They've all moved along, or there's no one left, or we're kind of
above
the
us,
top
you know
dogs.
I mean?
Yeah, so like,
I even joked to Matt Hardy about that. I was like, man, it's
refreshing.
It's refreshing to work guys above you,
guys
and
who are better than you,
who
control the match and who are calling the match, and it's
because you learn from it.
And it's really,
I feel like we've learned stuff from
it. It's been a pleasure working with them.
Yep.
So you work with a lot of great tag teams, Hardys included.
Yep.
And you are a great tag team. However, do you guys ever envision yourselves as singles wrestlers?
No.
Is that something?
Yeah, never. We're in wrestling.
We're a throwback to the old days, like when the Rock and Roll Express
We're not here to be a world champion in main event WrestleMania.
I have no...
You know, the gibberish that every wrestler gives.
My main goal in life is to headline WrestleMania. Never.
To me, that's always been stupid, and... Other people have to have other goals, and we're that prime example.
And it's not even to win a title or
no. We're here now. We're here just to make money. You know what I mean?
As long as we're feeding our families and we're having successful.
I don't
years
care what company I'm wrestling for. I don't give a crap if it's for WrestleMania.
Right.
As long as I'm getting paid, then I'm happy. And
we're feeding our families.
As long as the fans keep supporting us, then that's
as
all
long
that
as we're having fun and we're having fun matches and cool matches.
Exactly.
And that's all.
And we get
about
to travel together, so I would never want to break that apart.
All right. One of the biggest controversies I recall with you guys, there was something about you guys and Booker T.
Yeah.
About something, you're not shaking their hand, a wrestler code. I just want to ask you, how much of that was truth, and if it was truth?
None of it was truth. It was all BS. The whole story blew up.
I mean, there was truth to it. It just blew up.
Yeah, maybe 5% of it was real.
We didn't shake his hand, but it wasn't...
But it wasn't because we disrespected him, because we didn't see him.
We didn't see him, and then when we did see him, he kind of disrespected us, so there's kind of a weird moment where why would we introduce ourselves now? He just yelled at us. Like, it was just an awkward situation.
Yeah, but
it's just been buried.
Yeah, now it's all buried.
You made up with him?
He's great. We've seen him a few times now. It's funny
it's
now.
Just
now you would never known it even happened.
But it's just a big misunderstanding that all the fans pretty much blew.
Yeah, the story got bigger and bigger and bigger and larger than life.
Yeah,
and we kind of rode the whole thing to kind of play with it, and make people talk about it. It worked. It helped us out tremendously. I think it gave us an edge.
Yeah, we just did it for the gimmick. people don't realize that, but
right.
when Dirt Sheet said that the Young Bucks had attitudes, we said, okay, let's run with it and act like we do have attitudes.
I think wrestling needs that kind of, like, you know, like, I want people to think, is this real? Is this fake?
Yeah.
Did this happen? I hear their dicks. I hear this and that. Well, let's let them believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll help us. It'll benefit us, you know?
Yeah.
And it keeps wrestling alive, in a sense, because that's what wrestling is built on.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
There's too many people want to know exactly what's going on behind the curtain. It's like, so if I can fool you anyway, I'm going to do it.
And we still have people on Twitter say, man, you guys are so egotistical. And so
we show up to shows, and even the boys are like, I thought you didn't shake hands.
Yeah. Man, you guys
really?
are so cocky in real life. And I'm like, don't you guys realize this is all fake?
Yeah, but the fun part about wrestling is there's a little bit itty bitty that isn't real.
You know what?
We gotta make
them think that.
And part of me feels the way I feel when I tweet. Of course, you know, because it comes from a real place. But
yeah,
of course, it's the volume's up times 100.
Of course,
just like any actor we would in a movie.
Right. Of course,
and that's the best work. It's gotta be come from within. You know,
yeah.
So.
All right, and my last question for you guys today is: you've wrestled everywhere, as independents, Japan, the States, everywhere, and you've also been on TV as Generation Me and TNA, and with WWE you've tried out. How would you compare independent wrestling to wrestling on television, and which one do you prefer more?
Independent's more free. No time constraints. You can go out and do whatever you want. You're not handcuffed.
You don't have
no
agent
breathing down your neck. No cameras to hit. No cues to hit.
For TV wrestling, you got to listen to 10 to 15 other people, and you can't do what you want to do. And here we do whatever we want, so a lot more freedom.
If you can get over on the independence, you can get over anywhere, because this is your time to just go out and
this is your brainchild,
be an artist. And
if you produce here is what it's
your realist.
What, it's your baby, you
right?
Know
and
mean?
There, it's someone else's baby.
Yeah.
It's someone else saying, "This is your character. This is what. This is the way you move. This is the way you talk." And it's kind of hard to get over that way, but.
Yeah, we had our difficulties when we were Generation Me because we weren't given a direction. We were just told, hey, all right, you guys are Generation Me.
It was like, be this guy, but I'm not going to tell you what this guy is. Figure it out.
So we had difficulties, and we didn't get over with it because we didn't know what to do. Now looking back, if I was given the same thing, I would try more now that I'm smartened up.
Or I would just be myself.
Be myself, but we didn't know that at that point because we were 6 years in. Now
just,
10 to 11 years in.
You're just a yes man at that point, though. You're
But now at this point, we'd say, you know what, let's do what
we want.
Oh,
let's get over.
Do.
We know how to get over now. The difference in that is we know how to get over. Back then, we didn't.
Of course, you got to listen to who's telling you what to do and who's paying your bills, but you could still put yourself in there, in your shoes.
There's
and
a way to handle
personality.
It. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, more people watch the stuff on TV than they do in the independents. But I think the independents is what creates the hype.
Yep. Look at all the top guys in WWE right now. They're all from the ROH era, the indie era. Every one of them. The only other guy that's pretty much not an indie guy is Roman Reigns.
Right.
Everyone else is from the indies. And why do you think?
I actually prefer independent wrestling because it just seems so much more fun to watch.
Yeah, it is.
I compared to TV wrestling. TV wrestling is just so like unorganic and uninspired, and so it's a formula. You know what I mean? Okay, the red light's on now, so I got to look at the camera now. Okay, I got to cover the guy and face the hard cam. I got to do my robotic entrance. But on the indies, you can really watch something. It's always gonna be a little different because there's no formula.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that. To me, I get more out of watching an independent show and watching fresh minds and young guys and. And it's just more entertaining to me at this time in my career, at least.